Aaron Kachavar, Book 3, Chapter 15 of The Ecclesiastical History of England of the Venerable Bede. Chapter 15. How Bishop Adian foretold to certain seamen that a storm would arise and gave them some holy oil to calm it. How great the merits of Adian were was made manifest by the judge of the heart with the testimony of miracles, whereof it will suffice to mention three that may not be forgotten. A certain priest, whose name was Utta, a man of great weight and sincerity, and on that account honored by all men, even the princes of the world, was sent to Kent to bring thence his wife for King Oswy, Eanfeld, the daughter of King Edwin, who had been carried thither when her father was killed, intending to go by land, but to return with the maiden by sea. He sent to Bishop Adian, and entreated him to offer up his prayers to the Lord for him and his company, who were then to set out on so long a journey. He blessed them, and commending them to the Lord, at the same time gave them some holy oil, saying, I know that when you go on board ship, you will meet with a storm and contrary wind, but be mindful to cast this oil, which I give you, into the sea, and the wind will cease immediately. You will have pleasant, calm weather to attend you, and send you home by the way that you desire. All these things fell out in order, even as the bishop had foretold, for first, the waves of the sea raged, and the sailors endeavored to ride it out at anchor, but all to no purpose, for the sea sweeping over the ship on all sides and beginning to fill it with water, they perceived that death was at hand and about to overtake them. The priest at last, remembering the bishop's words, lay hold of the phial, and cast some of the oil into the sea, which at once had been foretold ceased from its uproar. Thus it came to pass that the man of God, by the spirit of prophecy, foretold the storm that was come to pass, and by virtue of the same spirit, though absent in the body, calmed it when it had arisen. The story of this miracle was not told to me by a person of little credit, but by Chinmund, a most faithful priest of our church, who declared that it was related to him by Utta, the priest, in whose case and through whom the same was wrought. End of chapter 14 of The Ecclesiastical History of England of the Venerable Bede.